الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. Today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be talking about Surah Qadr, its virtues, excellence, benefits and rewards. So be with us from start till end. An immense amount of knowledge will be sharing with you and you'll be learning. But before we proceed ahead towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task, any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should make this intention, you'll be with us from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Remember, the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he attains. It's a saying of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, niyatul mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. This program is just about 15 minutes or so. So sit with us from start to end. Ask your family members, children, to sit in front of their TV screen and watch this program with utmost concentration. Respected viewers, as I earlier said, we'll be talking about Surah Qadr. Surah Qadr is Madaniyah, meaning it was revealed in Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'azima. And according to one saying, it is Makkiyah, meaning it was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. It has one ruku and five verses. Respectively, the main subject and topic which has been discussed in this blessed surah of Quran, that is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is extremely blessed and sacred night. It is called Laylatul Qadr because the commandments of the whole year are enforced in this night. In other words, the angels make a record of whatever is going to happen the following year. It is stated in Tafsir Sawi on page 2398, volume 6. Its destiny appears in the registers of the angels. There are several other reasons for the greatness of this night. The renowned Mufassil of Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated this night is called Laylatul Qadr for several reasons. In this night, the tasks of the following year are set and assigned to the angels. Qadr refers to either destiny or dignity, and that's one of the reasons this surah is known as Surah Qadr. The Holy Quran was revealed at this night. The worship performed in this night has great Qadr, excellence. Qadr also means narrowness. Angels descend at this night in such a great number that the earth is crowded with them. For this reason, this night is called Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. What can you talk about the excellence and dignity of this night which is mentioned in Surah Qadr? I mean, Laylatul Qadr. There is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that says, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever offers salah with faith and sincerity at this night shall be forgiven for all of his previous sins. It is such a great night, such a night of dignity and Qadr. Subhanallah. Respecting viewers, as I earlier said, in this surah, Surah Qadr, the main topic or subject is the revelation of Quran in the night of Qadr and the excellence of this Qadr which is mentioned so that Muslims, believers, mu'mineen, they can make most of this night. They can take benefit from this night, subhanAllah, and they can earn huge amount of rewards. As our program is Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. So this surah is giving us a message that do not miss this night in negligence. The surah of Quran is giving us a message that you should attain blessing and barakah from this Quran which was revealed in this night. This surah of Quran, Surah Qadr, is mentioning the excellence of this night, Qadr of this night, subhanAllah, which should be spent in ibadah, which should be spent in qiyam, which should be spent in sujood, which should be spent in recitation of the Holy Quran. We should not spend this night in heedlessness. Whoever worships in this night is rewarded more than the worship of 1,000 months, which implies more than 83 years and 4 months. Allahu Akbar. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know how much more. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Shaykh, 83 years of ibadah in one night. And not only 83 years and 4 months of ibadah, which is more than 1,000 months, and how much more? We don't know. Allahu Akbar. A believer can attain just in one night in Shabi Qadr. 83 years is not an average life. Yes, people, they've got average life in various countries, maybe 60, 60, 70, or maybe 80. Very rarely some countries they have the average lifespan of 90 years or above. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, 83 years of ibadah in just one night. I'm just giving you an example to make you understand. But it is not mentioned that you will get the ibadah equal to 1,000 months. It is said more than that. Night is sacred, more sacred than 1,000 months, meaning more. If you work out 1,000 months, that totals up to 83 years and 4 months approximately. So this night has more excellence than this much time. Allahu Akbar. So why should we neglect these moments, these precious moments? We should not waste these precious moments. This is the benefit from this surah we can attain. This is the barakah we can learn from this surah of Quran, Surah Qadr. Allahu Akbar. And another benefit what we learn from the surah is that in this night Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam descend with angels. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Chief of angels descends in this night with angels and shake hands with the worshippers. Those, they are fortunate ones who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night. And if the one who is fortunate enough, his hand is, subhanallah, shook by Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. What else is needed? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What other benefit and reward one wants? The chief of the angel shakes hand with that person who is worshipping. Respective viewers, what happens in this dunya, if we get an opportunity to meet any president or prime minister or any minister, any person of high office, we feel prestige, we feel honored, and we tell so many people that I've met that person. Even I shook hand with him, I met with him, I sat with him, I ate with him. This is how we feel proud. Allahu Akbar. I'm not commenting whether this is right or wrong, but I'm just telling you, what if chief of angels Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam shakes hand with us in this night, Laylatul Qadr? Allahu Akbar. Isn't it a great honor? Isn't it a something which has in high prestige and honor and something of high status? Definitely it is. But who will get this status? Who will get this opportunity? That person who would be worshipping this night. That person who would be respecting this night, who would be honoring this night, who would do qiyam and sujood in this night, who would recite Quran in this night, who would inshallah remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved alayhi salatu wasalam in this night, inshallah azza wa jal, he will have such a great opportunity that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam will shake hand with him, inshallah azza wa jal. Another important point from this surah, what we learn and the benefit what we learn, that this night is sacred because in this night angels descend, because in this night Quran was revealed. Subhanallah. Ulama, they mention a beautiful point. They say the night which has excellence because angels, chief of angels, and angels descend in that night. Tanazzalul malaika. The night when angels descend, Allahu Akbar, it has sharaf, it has dignity and honor and excellence due to the fact that angels descend in that night. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned this night is more sacred than 1,000 months, and its mention is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Qadr. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Then what would you say about that night when Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born. Allahu Akbar. That night of the birth of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. Ulama, they have mentioned in the books that the night of the birth of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is more sacred than the night of Laylatul Qadr itself. Because this night has sharaf due to the fact that angels descend. And that night when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam was born, that has sharaf, dignity and honor, because the best of creation, Sayyiduna Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved of Allah, for the reason of this kainat, for him this world, this sky, this moon, this earth, these angels, each and everything, you, me and all of us are created. This night has more sharf because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was born in this night. So we should also respect the night of the birth of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and we should honor that night too. And we should also celebrate the Maulud of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. This benefit is also deduced by the ulama from this very surah of Quran. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, now let's learn one excellence of Surah Qadr. It is mentioned in hadith that if a person performs wudu and he recites once Surah Qadr, he will be amongst the Siddiqeen. And if he reads it twice, he will be amongst Shuhada. And if he reads it three times, Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with his prophets alayhim salam on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, what a great excellence of recitation of this surah after wudu. Subhanallah. Respecting words of Madani Channel, if we have the company of shuhada, if we have the company of siddiqeen, if we have the company of prophets alayhi salam on the day of judgment, what else do we need? Allahu Akbar. So recite the surah, love this surah, take benefit from this surah, and understand the message which is in this surah, and respect Laylatul Qadr. Perform ibadah as much as you can. Let's now listen the recitation of this surah and its translation, and that'll be the end of this program. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, and don't forget to recite Surah Qadr after wudu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
Undoubtedly, we sent it down in the blessed night.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
And do you know what the blessed night is?
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
The blessed night is better than a thousand months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
Therein descend angels and Jibreel by the commandments of their Rabb for every affair.
Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr.
That is all peace till the rising of the dawn.
Sadaqallahu al-azim.